Okay, Sunday morning, 11/17/2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And this particular segment here is just FYI. Just some things that I observed, and I just kept having them come to me. So I just wrote them down. I don't say that I have the complete answers for them, but I just want... Yes. This is called Military Tribunals and Executions. I had this on 11/12/19. Just some observations that I saw. The first one was the Q2725. The Clintons' public health began to rapidly deteriorate. This is only the second time that I think the Holy Spirit has quickened me to a Q post concerning a matter. Here is a list of those that supposedly over the past year and a half that had health issues that were actually tried and executed by a military tribunal for their crimes against humanity. John McCain, George H.W. Bush, Elijah Cummings, and I believe it was Monday the 11th, that was Veterans Day, that it was announced that President Jimmy Carter was hospitalized for, he had a fall, and he was going in for brain surgery. The man's 95 years old. But what caught my interest was the left eye. They showed a picture of him with the left eye, the black eye. I didn't give it much thought at first, but then that morning on the 12th, I had this stuff come up to me, and so I checked it out. Roe v. Wade was passed into law under Jimmy Carter. 60 million babies have been aborted since it's been passed. He is shown this week to have fallen, received 14 stitches, and has a left black eye. This is the black, they call it the black eye cult. The pyramid on our dollar is the all-seeing eye, horse, all-seeing eye. He was skull and bones. Q says symbolism will be their downfall. Is this what is happening? The same thing happened with No Name McCain. He was also a member of Skull and Bones Secret Society that many of our presidents have been a part of. If he passes away suddenly, then I think it is probably a military tribunal. We will see. It's like they're setting it up, because like they've done the others. Just wanted to mention it because the Holy Spirit brought it to my attention, and also Q's warning about the Clintons and others. To save face, they announced that their health is failing and different things. Another thought, a new Trump card possibly, maybe not. Nikki Haley replacing Mike Pence. She was the ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, and she resigned. But I remember back a few years ago, just kind of through the rumor mill, that maybe there was a conspiracy between her and Pence. But then she resigned and left, so didn't think anything about it. Now she's come back, she's written a book, and she's implicated two of Trump's top aides that have resigned. One's a general, I think. Anyway, Rex Tillerson and Kelly, General Kelly, and saying that they came to her and tried to get her to turn against Trump. Now, she's blasting this all over social media. All right, this is what the Lord said to me about it. The Dems have already placed that card. Talk about the feminism card. What an awful lot of women. Feminism is evil. The Trump card trumps their card, or God's card trumps their card. We'll see what happens with that. Is she a white hat or a black hat? I don't know. Feminism is a destructive force. Feminism is equality of the sexes. The Bible clearly states that in the body of Christ there is no male or female. The only place a difference is placed is in the home, and male and female have different roles and different places of authority. The feminism we see today is denying men their place. Women cannot replace men. Men cannot replace women. The demasculation of men by homosexuality and transgenderism, it is also denying women their femininity, like transgender women in sports. Just yesterday was another event where a woman lost to a transgender track runner. It's all the spirit of Jezebel. We must speak against this movement in Jesus' name. Feminists like a Madonna. The day after the inauguration, when they marched on Washington, she got up behind there and said she wanted to go blow up the White House. There's a whole list of people that have, especially women, that have made these statements against the president. Treasonous. speak divine order in the church and in the home. The church sets the morality of the nation, not the government. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or her double, has not been appearing in court as a result of a sickness. Well, they say she's back. But anyway, it's been rumored that she actually died a year ago, but it's not being reported. And they think they're using a double in her place. Look for this announcement to come out. It's been said that the president cannot appoint a Supreme Court justice a year out from the election, and this is why the deep state, of which she is most certain, definitely a part of, stole her body so the president could not put in a replacement. I've heard since heard that this is not true and that he could actually appoint another one when she is declared dead or has resigned. We confess that this truth about her has come out, and in the open that the president will be able to appoint another Supreme Court justice before the 2020 election. And there were some other things the Lord said to me about feminism. Because women have gotten out of their place, women joined the workforce, left the kids at home. I would be willing to say today, I don't know how many children they say disappear every year in the United States. If women were at home doing what God wanted them to do, watching over their children, instead of just leaving them to daycare, leaving them to whatever, we probably wouldn't have this problem in our country. You know, God places us in our places for a reason. And I'm not saying women don't work. I'm not saying women don't have authority. But when women get out of order, that's the Jezebel spirit. When King Ahab allowed Jezebel to come in and start doing what she did, she worshiped Molech. That was, you know, they passed their babies through the fire. For you know it, the prophets of Baal are eating at the king's table. Took over the nation. It took Elijah to bring down the prophets of Baal. So this is a spirit in our country, at work in our country, like the squad, the four socialist young women. I saw another thing where they're trying, that the Muslim community is trying really hard to get as many congressmen in place in the United States as they can. Why? Because the Congress makes the laws. We don't be under Sharia law in this country. So these are things, this feminist spirit, this Jezebel spirit, I believe it started with the women getting out of their place. The men pretty well stayed in their place. Now they're kind of turning, you know what, on us. But you see the devil's work in making everything wrong and everything out of order. Well, that's what the Lord's been speaking to us this morning, that we are to speak it back into order, get the church back in order, get the home back in order, the church back in order, and then the world will be back in order. Because the world's made up of these two things, the home, the church. Okay. I'll go ahead and do this one on that same one. This is called Unity of Speech. This is the Prophet's Corner. Unity of speech. All right, I'm going to read Genesis 11. Yeah, 11. You know, when we make our confessions, and we read petitions. We read those petitions once, but when the other times we read them, we are to speak as if they're done. Just like we've already been saying this morning, calling those things to be not as though they were. We bring the petition. We thank you, Lord, you granted the petition. And then from here on out, we read the petition like that day we prayed this, and we believe now that it is done. Okay? Keep that in mind. Genesis 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. It came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. They said one to another, come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be withheld from them which they have imagined to do. Come, let us go down there, confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there upon the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. And therefore the name of it was called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from there did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. So the Lord began to speak to me about we need to confound their language. We're in His image, made in His likeness, to subdue the earth. We are to confound their language. There's places in the Bible where it said God sent a lying spirit into their prophets' mouths to speak a lie. It confounded them. All right, we see it again in Daniel chapter 4. All right, Daniel, where'd you go? Daniel's right after Ezekiel, I think. I'm just going to look at what this chapter 4 is about right quick. Oh, I know what it's about. I'm not going to read this chapter, but this is about the dream of Nebuchadnezzar's tree, the great tree. The Lord brought this up to me, this dream of this tree. It's kind of like the statue. This Babylonian system. See, Nebuchadnezzar was the tree, and I'm going to have to read it. This is verse 4 here. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. All right, let me drop down here. All right, verse 10. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height of it was great. The tree grew and was strong, and its height reached unto heaven in the sight of it to the end of all the earth. Its leaves were fair, and its root fair, and much of it was food for all the beasts of the field, had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heavens dwelt in its boughs, and all flesh fed from it. And I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, and the Holy One came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus hewn down the tree and cut off its branches, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, the fowls from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze, and the tender grass of the field, and let him be wet with the dew of heaven. Now, I'm not going to go into the part where the Lord judges him, but my point is the Babylonian system started in him, and it has keeps coming back up. Those roots, it keeps coming back up. We are under the Babylonian system right now. The Lord is bringing us out from under. This is the Antichrist system right here, is what Daniel's talking about. All right. Satan has again built a high tower by the unity of the speech of the wicked, just like the Tower of Babel, just like the tree of King Nebuchadnezzar. The scripture tells us of this cycle over and over. The end game, though, is that the wicked do not prevail. For God brings down the proudful. The point is how it was erected in the first place. Unity of speech. They were unified for evil. They dominated the narrative then, and they have dominated this present system for a long time. That time has come to an end. At the Tower of Babel, I had to confuse their language, or they would not have been able to be stopped. You see the power of unity, even if it is evil. This is what I'm asking of you. Unity of speech for my plans and purposes. Consider the rallies of the president. People gather by the thousands and they chant, USA, 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 lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. 4 more years, 4 more years, 4 more years, etc. all in unison as one voice. This is changing the narrative in your nation. The enemy can't seem to fill a small school gym. Even with the mainstream media at their beck and call, they are losing the narrative. Their globalistic agenda is being drowned out by patriotism and nationalism. This is why I've said to you to listen to what the president is saying and get on board. It is changing the landscape of your nation. Just imagine, if only two of you agree, whatever you agree on is done. How much can be done when the masses are in agreement? It is changing your nation, and the world is watching and already beginning to be affected by it, by those words. Speak the confusion of the enemy. Consider what they have done to be able to do what they have done. They were unified. At the Tower of Babel, I disunified them and it destroyed their plans. They scream, resist, resist, resist. Russia, Russia, Russia. Recession, recession, recession. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Stop them by unifying, because there are more with you than are with them. The SWATs are standing by ready to go and break their spiritual teeth. As I said in a previous word, it is all about words, the narrative. My church sets the narrative. Soon you will see a complete change in your nation and then other nations. Your nation is a pattern for others to follow. They also thirst for freedom. Whether they know it or not, they yearn for my kingdom. My will be done in earth as it is in heaven. All creation is yearning for this. The resident evil, they've lost their edge and momentum. The church is picking up speed. One day soon you will not hear anyone anymore talk about the evil that's been proclaiming itself from every source. All the attacks of the enemy against you, my warriors, is just a distraction. Endure the hardness, but keep up the good work. You're taking your nation back. Yes, the remnant, the soldiers of the cross, are the power behind the leaders. The patriots are in control. Keep speaking and don't stop, even though it may seem just a spark. A spark can set a whole forest on fire. Many breakaways are underway. Brexit, and others are raising up. Many are exiting from the darkness to the light. This is all a part of the spirit of nationalism. Globalism is dead. One nation under God, a sovereign nation. Get the picture. Get yourself off your mind and move forward. You win. Yeah, that's it.